Exercise 3. The cargo cult is an example of observed patterns that have no basis in an underlying cause. The phrase originally described practices developed by the native inhabitants of islands in the Southwest Pacific after the Second World War. They'd observed first the Japanese and then the Allied soldiers building airstrips, marching, directing landing aircraft, and wearing certain styles of dress. Associated with these curious behaviors was the arrival of giant flying machines carrying vast quantities of exotic material goods, canned food, clothes, vehicles, guns, radios, and so on, called cargo by the newcomers. When the war ended and the visitors left, the natives reasoned that if they carried out the same sort of activities, the planes would return. So they built airstrips out of straw and coconuts and dressed themselves to resemble the military personnel they'd encountered. They reproduced the waved landing signals from their runways. They'd observed a pattern, the curious behavior of the visitors followed by the arrival of rich rewards, and concluded that there was a connection. But the inferred relationship was not actually a causal one.